Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we are all trying to sort through the reactions to the hearings last night that began. They will run not for weeks and weeks and weeks like the Watergate hearings did years and years ago, but long enough to maybe change American history. If so, how? Fred Kaplan, who is a national security columnist for Slate, he's the author of the book The Bomb, Presidents, Generals, and the Secret History of Nuclear War. He has just posted a fascinating column that says the January 6th hearing opener was more riveting than Watergate's. Fred Kaplan joins us. When you say it was more riveting than Watergate's, I mean, partially that was because they basically have done a very complete investigation before the hearing actually began. Don't you think that's one of the key differences between the two sets of congressional hearings? And aside from the fact that we're now dealing with an ex-president, not the current sitting president.
Okay, that's certainly true. What I did write was that the opening night of this hearing was more riveting than the opening month of the Watergate hearings. What people don't remember, And even I'd forgotten until I went back and looked at some chronologies, the Watergate hearings opened on May 17, 1973. John Dean did not testify until June 25th, on the 12th day of the hearings. And that was, you know, John Dean, the White House counsel, who said that he told Nixon there was a cancer on the presidency, and read aloud a 240-page statement detailing all of Nixon's intense involvement and everything. And it wasn't until a month after that that Alexander Butterfield, the White House aide, testified about the secret White House taping system, and that, of course, led to Nixon's doom.
Yeah, I remember that was when Butterfield testified. They were just wrapping up for the week. It was on a Friday, almost sure. And they were left with,
right.
Wow, this is all. Yeah, and again, the thing about this that it seems to me makes it so different is that what you were talking about there with Nixon was allegations of spying, violations of privacy, abuse of power. Lots of terrible stuff, but it wasn't something that's easily understandable by everybody. Like, I lost an election, now I'm going to overturn it. I can't even imagine. In fact, Nixon, when he had a chance to contest an election against John Kennedy in 1960, a very close election that did have some real questions about how they were counting votes in Illinois and in Texas, Nixon didn't choose to contest the election. He chose to support John Kennedy as the winner in an election that was vastly closer than what we experienced in 2020.
The other thing is that at the beginning of the Watergate hearings, no official or no politician was claiming outright that all the burglarizing and the money laundering and all this was done by Nixon himself. And in fact, Sam Ervin, you know, the very lovable chairman of the committee, he said on the opening day, only the seven people accused of burglarizing and wiretapping have been indicted or been prosecuted. These hearings are not designed to intensify unfounded accusations or to poison the political climate. This is not prosecutorial or judicial, but investigative and informative. So it took the unwinding of the information some of which had been put together before the hearings began, although, you know, they had to be very careful about how to put it out there. They put out, yep, this is all Nixon. From the beginning, it would have been premature. But by contrast, you know, as you say, Trump's been out of office for more than a year. This hearing, this committee has been doing its work for a long time, something like 1,000 interviews, many of them videotaped. They were able to put together a very compact presentation. I mean, you know, the bulk of it in an hour last night, making the strongest linkages that I've seen, you know, linking Trump to the violence, linking the planning of the demonstrations with Trump's own planning, and linking evidence that that he knew and everybody else around him knew that the charges of a stolen election were bogus, and that they were quite well aware of their involvement and complicity with the violence. And I who knows? I mean, again, supposedly 20 million people watched this last night. I don't know which 20 million people. That's obviously one thing that needs to be taken into account. It is known, however, that this committee and the Justice Department have been sharing information, have been sharing evidence. This could accelerate the filing of indictments by the Attorney General against some of the people in Trump's cabinet and perhaps Trump himself.
In a piece over at the Hill, there's a writer named Keith Naughton who says, takeaway number one, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, cannot now escape prosecuting Trump. And politically, do you think that's would be a good thing for Biden and for the Democrats, for his Attorney General, to actually launch a new prosecution, which is even more serious than the two failed impeachments, which didn't work well for Democrats?
Well, the impeachments had to be voted on by two-thirds of the Senate. A prosecution of Trump would have to be voted on by 12, presumably impartial, jurors.
Yes, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that it's correct that Garland can now not escape indicting Trump. The standards for the Justice Department indictment, and much less a prosecution, much less of a politically sensitive nature, are quite high. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think it does make it a more likely event. Of course, one thing, if Trump is indicted and if the evidence is pretty strong, which it would have to be, it would make it impossible for him. If he's prosecuted, it would make it legally impossible for him to become president again. If there's a trial going on, I don't know how you run for president while you're, you know, facing a criminal trial for, I don't know what the charges would be.
Are you really confident that Trump would, if he is being prosecuted, might not have a redoubled intention to vindicate himself by reclaiming the presidency?
Well, he might. I don't know how you do this, though. A felon cannot be president. That's one of the few restrictions. So you're right. I mean, who would have guessed that half of the things that we've seen happen in the last few years would ever have happened?
Where does it say a felon can't be president?
Boy, you know, you've got
doesn't,
me.
Doesn't say so in the Constitution. It's just you have to be 35 and you have to be a natural born citizen.
Somebody should look that up. But, I wouldn't bet my house on it. But boy, I tell you, if the American people consciously and wittingly and deliberately voted a felon or somebody who had a very good chance of about to be prosecuted under a felony for president, then the country will be farther gone than even I can imagine.
let us hope for better times and better choices in whatever comes in 2024. Fred Kaplan, his piece, The Hearing Opener, More Riveting Than Watergate. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, responding like the rest of the country to some of the revelations and to some of the impact of the hearings that began last night. They're going to continue on Monday. the last night was basically just laying out the case against Trump. Now, this was not supposed to be a third impeachment trial. And it seems to me that what people are attempting to do so far is to put together a great deal of material in a coherent form about what exactly happened. And there's one question, and this is why it would be so important at some point for President Trump just to answer questions. He could do it in writing. He could certainly do it in person. It would be highly dramatic. I think he would like to do it in person to confront his accusers. Because the big question here is President Trump said at least five times he urged his followers and his most loyal supporters who were mobilized there in Washington by the thousands, he urged them to march up to the Capitol building. And the question that no one has answered, and it's extraordinarily a pregnant, obvious question. I mean, it's just necessary to confront. Is, okay, you're going to walk up a little bit more than a mile up the avenue, and you're going to go up the mall or through different routes. You're going to come to the Capitol building. You're all going to rally there. President Trump had promised that he was going to be there. They have now found out that he actually had made arrangements with the Secret Service to help provide security for him to actually make that trip. He would have ridden in a car of some kind, obviously protected. But he says the Trump administration now says he was overridden, that despite the fact that he said to people in his speech at the Ellipse, okay, I'm going to be leading the people of the Capitol building, he didn't do that. But the question is, you're president of the United States. What did you expect to happen at the Capitol building if you had led them, if you had accompanied them up there? What did you want to happen? What was it you were trying to get them to do? And in other words, people had already shown how many people there were who supported you. But by going up to the Capitol at precisely the time that they were beginning to certify to make official and a fully ceremonial act of an election that had already been decided and been decided in state capitals all across the country. It had been decided most of all by the voters on November 3rd. The idea that you were going to somehow do what? And by the way, if somebody has an answer to that question, or you've heard President Trump commented on it at all, I have heard nothing. And how can you say that this was a legitimate form of political discourse, which the Republican National Committee at some point said? In other words, no one knows exactly how many thousand people were, but it was several thousand who actually made it to the Capitol building. Not all of them went into the Capitol building. Some just gathered around the facility. But what was it you were hoping to do? Because when they eventually reconvened after the Capitol was clear and Mike Pence insisted that they go forward with a joint session of Congress, which is constitutionally mandated, the votes on the two states where they had actually heard formal objections to the counting of the votes were overwhelming in terms of legitimizing and certifying and recognizing and making official the electoral votes of Arizona and Pennsylvania. I believe those were the two states they actually got around to voting on, and the rest of it, that it was just enough in the middle of the night, they finished. And here is one of the most startling pieces of audio. It was so startling, they played it, I believe, three times in the course of the session last night. Bill Barr, when he was speaking in his deposition, and this is under oath, the former Attorney General of the United States, and remember, he had also been an Attorney General under the Bush administration, And here is what he said about his consultations with Trump on three different occasions, where Bill Barr told the president personally, directly, there was no basis for believing that election fraud had taken place. He actually used stronger language than that. This is clip 13.
I had three discussions with the president that I can recall. One was on November 23rd, one was on December 1st, and one was on December 14th. And I've been through sort of the give and take of those discussions. And in that context, I made it clear I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was bullshit. And, you know, I didn't want to be a part of it, and that's one of the reasons that went into me deciding to leave when I did. I observed, I think it was on December 1st, that, you know, how can we, you can't live in a world where the incumbent administration stays in power based on its view, unsupported by specific evidence, that the election, that there was fraud in the election.
Yeah, and that made a big difference, and Bill Barr's clarity and courage, yes, courage on all of this, because he told the public that he had looked over the charges of fraud in the election, and he seen no basis at all for believing that fraud was there. And that was enough to persuade a very brilliant and very concerned young woman who also happened to be a prime aide to President Trump, his daughter Ivanka. And they played a brief clip from her about her confidence in Bill Barr. This is 13.5.
How did that affect your perspective about the election when Attorney General Barr made that statement?
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said, was saying.
Okay, that was the president's daughter. The president, in his response, the president, it says in the Daily Beast, threw his daughter under the bus in a characteristically unhinged defense of himself after bombshell January 6th hearings. Tells how you really feel. After video showed Ivanka Trump going before the January 6th committee to say she didn't believe her dad's wild theory, well, what he said, it was... Ivanka Trump was not involved in looking at or studying election results, he tweeted. She had long since checked out and was, in my opinion, only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr and his position as Attorney General. He sucked. We will be back with more on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee.
A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her 6-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Right, butt into everybody. You never give anybody a chance to finish. You give them a chance to talk, but whenever you want. I don't know why you profess such hate against people if they don't agree with you.
Michael Medved.
No hate for people who disagree with me. In fact, an open phone line, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. President Trump not only said, with an exclamation point, of course, that Bill Barr, his attorney general, and it wasn't even his final attorney general because Barr resigned. He left the office. And then there's one of the things I'll be talking about is the attempt for President Trump to find a new attorney general who would be willing to disgrace himself by pursuing legal challenges from the Justice Department to the outcome of the election in any event. He also said today, in response to some of the happened in the hearing, Trump said not only that Attorney General Barr sucked, but that he was a coward and was a weak and frightened attorney general who was always being played and threatened by the Democrats and was scared stiff of being impeached. Impeached for what exactly? It doesn't matter. You got some impeachment? Okay. Let us go to Jim in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the Medved Show.
Well, Michael, I remember hearing the president mutter something probably the last month or two, maybe, saying that, well, I guess I wish I had marched with them. I thought, well, you know, I voted twice for him, his policies, but I thought, oh, good Lord, you think? And too little too late by a year and a half, or whenever it was. And I'm trying to find if there's anything here. I found a Washington Post article from April that he said that he wanted to, but the Secret Service didn't want him to. So,
No, he didn't march with them. He definitely didn't. And again, I think the article you remembered, I think that's an accurate memory, Jim, very, very much so, that he was expected to go up there. And frankly, you wonder whether it would have been better or worse. I think it would have been enormously better for him if he had kept his promise and showed up and people could have heard him outside the Capitol building. The question is, and again, these are questions that somebody has to figure out answers to. Okay, President Trump, you originally clearly had the intention of marching up with the people up to the Capitol building. When you got to the Capitol building, you're President of the United States. Did you intend to go in? Did you want to participate in this process that was designated by the Constitution to be presided over by the Vice President? And by the way, Trump also said today that he never used the term hang Mike Pence. He said, I never said or even thought of saying hang Mike Pence. This is either a made-up story by somebody looking to become a star or fake news, all in capitals and exclamation point. I don't believe anyone at the hearings actually said that President Trump had said hang Mike Pence. What he had allegedly said was, well, maybe Mike Pence deserves it. And basically saying that he made some comment to the effect, and this again is according to eyewitnesses, made some comment to the effect that maybe some of the people who are saying hang Mike Pence have the right idea. That would be bad enough. Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on the MedVent show.
Yeah, besides your question about what Trump wanted to happen, the other questions that need to be asked and answered is, what was their intent as far as when they broke in? What would have happened if the crowd would have got their hands on Mike Pence? What would have happened if they would have breached the Senate chambers where those guards were with guns drawn and benches up against the walls? And if this was such a peaceful demonstration, why weren't the Republican senators and congressmen standing there greeting them with open arms, welcoming them in, if it was peaceful? You know,
Jeff, that is a very fine point. And it's a point that is very well made, because even some of the people who were strongly supporting the challenge to the election, and there were a bunch of Republican members, they all skedaddled. They were afraid of what was going on. And, of course, there are people, you know, there are people over on the very extreme right who would say, well, that's because these demonstrators weren't real conservatives. They were crisis actors. It was actually Antifa disguising themselves as Trump supporters. And but that failure of having anybody to encourage or to welcome the demonstrators is extraordinarily significant. That's a very, very good thinking. I appreciate your call on that. It's one of those things where one of the big impacts, I think, of the hearings last night, in the beginning of the hearings, is that it raises the idea that there are questions that still have not been answered. And when they start focusing on some of the testimony they've already gotten on Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and some of the groups that were planning this well in advance, there was such a smugness that you could see on the hands of some of the people whose interviews they played last night, people who were in the crowd, who were just very convinced that they were going to be able to overturn the election. The real question is how. They will get into that. That'll be a subject of later hearings. One of the takeaways over at the Hill. The four takeaways. Takeaway number four, the hearings won't shift the midterm elections. I think that's true. Maybe the hearings will give Democratic turnout a bit of a bump, but it won't fundamentally alter how the midterm elections are likely to go for the Democrats, catastrophically. Who was watching outside last night of Trump-hating Democrats, political junkies, and defense lawyers? Most Americans will likely get their coverage via social media, secondhand reports, and other sources filtered through whatever partisan lens the Facebook algorithm decides. This issue is simply overwhelmed by current events. Rising inflation, the Uvalde school shooting, and war in the Ukraine are all much higher on the agenda than a riot that happened 17 months ago. The recent Quinnipiac poll puts inflation as the top issue, with gun violence second. Reuters has the economy also at the top. On the most recent YouGov poll, Democrats trail Republicans in all measures when it comes to the midterms. And that's with a 5 to 6 point oversample of Democratic voters. Voters expect the GOP to win both the Senate and the House. Independents prefer a Republican over a Democrat Senate, 38% to 25%. And the House, 41% to 26%. Republicans are more enthusiastic, are paying more attention, and have higher intention to vote in the midterms than Democrats. If the hearing was intended to set the stage for charging Trump, then it served its purpose. I certainly hope they don't proceed. That would absolutely devastate the Democrats, it seems to me. Because if they have nothing to say on the problems that we're facing right now, acute problems where Americans think the nation's in terrible shape and they're to some extent right, then just trying to change the subject to Trump is not the way to help. We'll be right back with Jurassic World Dominion.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
Michael Medved.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Busy and eventful week. It is a great joy in this spring season to just take a couple of hours off and enjoy a Sabbath, a break from some of the turmoil. And this is a busy time for us, and very glad to be able to spend some time with family, which is the best. Having talked about that, there are also a lot of people who may come out to see a movie. Obviously, there's continued tremendous success for Top Gun Maverick. That is a phenomenon at the box office. They're hoping to replicate that success with another big movie, the sixth movie in the Jurassic Park world. This one called Jurassic World Dominion. Fanfare from Hollywood, please. Okay, Steven Spielberg is still on board as the executive producer of Jurassic World Dominion. But the previous Jurassic World films, other than the first one, which was just a triumph, and for a little while it was the top-grossing movie in all history up to that time. It's been exceeded since then by many other films. It originally came out in 1993. And now Jurassic World Dominion actually picks up the story. There have been many changes for the dinosaurs, of course, who are the real stars. But the most noteworthy change for fans of the movie and its predecessors is the return of three crucial cast members all together in the same movie from the first film all those years ago, 1993. Sam Neill, who plays Alan Grant, and Laura Dern, who plays Ellie Sattler. They were getting kind of sweet on each other in the first film, and he's still carrying a torch for her. And then Jeff Goldblum as Dr. Ian Malcolm, who is kind of reptilian himself in a film about giant reptiles. The basic setup is a little bit too complicated to even explain, because they also have to make room for Bryce Dallas Howard, who is Claire, and Chris Pratt, who is Owen, who returned from the last couple of films, which have been Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park movies. And they are living out in the countryside, basically raising a crucial young lady who is a cloned replica of the original founder of Jurassic Park. Yes, it gets complicated, but all of this comes to a dramatic moment when a corporate effort to exploit the dinosaurs, which have begun to create some problems with giant prehistoric locust swarms threatening universal starvation. But you know that there are going to be some confrontations that help to deal with every problem. Listen.
We made a terrible mistake.
The doomsday clock might be about out of time.
If our world's going to survive, what matters is what we do now.
Okay, and what they do now, it's great to have the old stars back, and there's a feeling of nostalgia and warmth, and you care about them. The special effects and the music and the chase scenes and the dinosaur scenes are superb. And basically, that's what people are going out to see with Jurassic Park, right? I mean, do people come out to see the acting? No, but the acting is fine, and the star power is real. It's rated PG-13, though it's pretty intense. I mean, certainly the sound impact, I saw it in IMAX, and it's remarkable, and it's impossible not to pay attention or to feel bored for a moment. Does any of it make sense? Does any of it have the interesting sort of speculative sorts of substance that you saw in the original film? No. But does it deserve the contempt that it's received in a lot of critical quarters? No, I think the film deserves better than that. Most people who go to see it will enjoy it thoroughly. And you might need a little bit of earplugs, because there's an awful lot of dinosaur roaring and great visions of potential devastation. I know it's supposed to be a metaphor for global warming. You can forget that. It's PG-13, 3 stars for Jurassic World Dominion. I think they're due to do at least one more. But maybe try something a little bit different. Well, but if it works, and they certainly work at the box office, these films. The other big film that comes out today is a surprise. And it's a surprise because when you hear that Adam Sandler is starring as a basketball scout for the Philadelphia 76ers, it sounds like it's going to be an uproarious comedy. This is actually has its funny moments, but it also has a great cast. Robert Duvall is in the film. Queen Latifah plays Adam Sandler's wife. Ben Foster plays the owner of the 76ers, the new owner who doesn't appreciate Adam Sandler's scouting efforts. But the real stars and the real surprises in this film are NBA pros, serious basketball players, who make Hustle, which is the name of that new film, make Hustle an extremely welcome and shocking surprise. Listen.
I love this game. I live this game.
I gotta work. My mom and my daughter, they mean everything to me.
We come to Philly, your whole world's gonna change overnight.
Salary's $900,000.
Let's get to work.
Okay, basically, it's about the Adam Sandler character finding one particular basketball prospect who is played by this remarkable, gifted actor who's also a power forward for the Utah Jazz in the NBA. His name is Juancho Hernan Gomez, and he's Spanish. No, not Latin American. He's Spanish, and his whole family is basketball players in Spain. He's 6'9" tall, and he's a wonderful actor. He is sympathetic. He is at the same time vulnerable, and he has that gift that really good actors do of making you understand that there's a thought process going on in his head. Now, the other big star of the movie is another NBA star who is a rising NBA star named Anthony Edwards, who's known as the Ant-Man, plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I swear, he may get some Oscar consideration. He plays the villain in the film, who is a trash-talking rival to the main character. The question is this Spanish main character, who is a construction worker, who now Adam Sandler kind of adopts as a surrogate son, is he going to make it into the combine and actually get drafted in the NBA? Will Adam Sandler be able to persuade the brass at the Philadelphia 76ers, where he works, to take on this new star and this new sensation? All of that is dramatically and very effectively handled, and plus there are all kinds of LeBron James is listed as one of the producers, and Julius Erving makes an appearance, and a dozen other NBA stars. Anyone with any affection at all for the world of professional basketball is going to enjoy Hustle. It's rated R for some passing language, not always the most polite language there, and some references to sexuality, but nothing nothing that is visually graphic. Three stars for the thoroughly accomplished and well done Hustle, and watch for those rising stars from Hollywood coming over from the NBA. And don't forget about a film that we talked about last week, which is another very different sports film, The Phantom of the Open, about the worst golfer of all time, a true story this time. That is certainly worth seeing and richly enjoyable. On Monday, we'll talk about the Monday night hearings that are coming up. We will also be talking to Kirk Cameron, who has a new film about the homeschooling phenomenon. That and John Hugh on the constitutional ramifications of the hearings on Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.